This is KCUR 89.3. Infant death is tied to so many biological, social, and behavioral issues that experts see it as a barometer of a community's overall health. And in recent years, the infant mortality rate for African Americans in Kansas has ranked among the worst in the country. For the latest in our series, Crossing to Health, KCUR's Alex Smith explores how the fight against infant death has pushed experts to re-examine many of the basic assumptions about what influences health.
You have this thing inside of you growing, and him and I created it, so it's like, you know, what's he going to look like?
Everything's exciting, just buying baby clothes, buying diapers, looking at the diapers, and they're just so tiny.
I mean, I think just right now we're to the point where we just want to hold her, smell her.
I'm a big advocate for golfing, so to have him on the golf course and to play together is going to be something I look forward to.
Like expectant parents everywhere, Melissa and Michael Finero, Karina Rivera, and Laura McCamish have similar hopes for strong, healthy babies. And thanks to advances in care and greater awareness of prenatal care, the overwhelming majority of infants turn out healthy. But in some cases, things don't go as planned. In Johnson County, for every 1,000 infants born in recent years, fewer than 5 don't make it to their first birthday. In Wyandotte County, the number is closer to 8. For African Americans, those numbers are much higher. To improve those figures, some community health groups are going beyond broad health campaigns. They're knocking on doors, like those of 21-year-old Tanisha Horton, who found out she was pregnant in March of 2015.
It was an experience. I was scared. I was happy, but I was kind of scared.
Horton lives in a Kansas City, Kansas zip code with one of the highest rates of infant mortality in the state. She enrolled in Healthy Families Wyandotte, a program that offers in-home support for first-time parents in Wyandotte County. With their help, she got prenatal care, including vitamins, regular doctor's visits, and her first sonogram.
Now, that was the most exciting part, hearing his heartbeat. It's like, oh, it's really a baby in there.
But the sonograms also showed something unusual in her developing son's kidneys. Her doctors said they wouldn't be able to tell exactly what it was until he was born.
Is he going to have one kidney? Is he going to have two kidneys that's connected? Is he going to have three? What are they going to see?
The high infant mortality rate among African Americans puzzles health experts. In Kansas, the rate is about 2.5 times that of non-Hispanic whites and about twice that of Latinos. And it's not just in lower-income places like Wyandotte County. The infant mortality gap is just as wide in Johnson County. While some infant mortality differences can be attributed to behaviors or education level, many can't. University of Southern California professor Tian Parker Dominguez, whose work focuses on infant mortality disparities, says the puzzle forces experts to view health through a much wider lens.
The outcome of a pregnancy is not just determined by the 9 months that a woman is pregnant. We really have to be mindful of the fact that a woman brings into her pregnancy the sum total of her life experiences.
Some experts think African American women may be genetically predisposed to high infant mortality, but Dominguez and other researchers aren't so sure. They point to U.S. immigrants from Africa who have similar genetics, but infant mortality rates similar to those of white American women. Dominguez and others say another factor may be at work.
As events have shown us over history, and certainly within the more recent history, we see that there are still very much deep racial divisions in this country, and they can be a great source of stress.
Acute stress by itself doesn't affect pregnancy, but over a lifetime, it can contribute to conditions like heart disease and obesity, following a woman throughout her life and affecting both her health and that of her baby.
It's sort of the biological manifestation of race relations in this country, seeing sort of this systematic, over time, oppression of communities of color, particularly in the United States, the African American community.
Whatever the larger causes of infant mortality may be, community health groups like Healthy Families Wyandotte are working on the problem on a much smaller scale, one infant at a time.
And he got the hiccups.
In November, Tanisha's son Duan was born with two kidneys that were somewhat lower than where kidneys are typically found. Duan looks like he'll be okay, but the doctors are still monitoring his kidneys, and Tanisha admits she still worries and sits up for hours watching him sleep.
It'd be in the back of my mind, but it's like I'd be telling myself, like, he's gonna be okay. He's gonna be okay.
Kansas has made some progress in reducing infant mortality across all racial and ethnic groups in recent years, but the gap between blacks and whites remains stubbornly the same as it was a generation ago. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Alex Smith.
Alex Smith's reporting was undertaken as a California Health Journalism Fellow at the Center for Health Journalism at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School of Journalism.